Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good way to come to this conversation after that voice note. I am with the MMC of Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Mklinitswaku, who did exactly that today, went out to have a look at some derelict buildings in the city of Johannesburg, and he himself is pointing to the Expropriation Act. MMC, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Camilla, and good evening to your listeners.
We apologize for keeping you waiting there, MMC. You went out to some buildings today. What were you hoping to assess, MMC?
No, what was happening today is that it was Operation Maganjan, Manjanamkanji, was crime prevention. We have, if you remember, when we launched the JNP DTRU, Tactical Reaction Unit, we said that we are going to work with Golani, the firm's Noctol. But now Golani has got his foundation. He has initialized now. He went through some, problems with the steps and other individuals, but now he's back. So he gave us a tip off that there's a building there in the CBD, especially the building called Cape Agalas. Then there are drugs and everything. And then also there was Moria of a lot of undocumented individuals. And these were also alleged that they are the criminal masterminds. So we went there, a multidisciplinary approach. We went with the Home Affairs in their large numbers. We went with the PRU, with the police as well. So we flooded the area. We entered into the buildings. We managed to get some drugs. We also confiscated some illegal tobacco. There's a lot of tobacco there. Literally, there's a lot of storage houses there, like illegal alcohol and illegal pills there for energy, others for people with erectile dysfunctionality and all those things. So there's a lot of things that we raided the whole building from the first floor till the 10th floor. So that was that. I think we actually got like 120 undocumented individuals, of which they could not account in terms of their documentation. So Home Affairs took them to the police station to be processed. And then some of those people were actually criminal masterminds that the police were looking for. And then some of them, they were processed because they did not have any documentation. And others look as if they were had legit documents, like the legit and all of that. So I don't want to get into the debate of the building, because you know what is the issue with the buildings. And I'm not going there now to just whine. You know what it is. The buildings can be cleaned. The problem we're having, and as the president is coming in, that's the thing I'm going to tell him, that like, let's stop these meetings. I'm tired of meetings. The thing is that let us get a transitional accommodation and take the people who have occupied there and take them to other buildings. Unfortunately, the law allows that. It says that if you want to evacuate people, you need to put them in an alternative accommodation. And what is of interest with the building that went through, and I think that the listeners must listen very carefully, mm-hmm. in the three buildings that we've rated, two of the owners are overseas, mm. and they have a bank account, net bank account, mm-hmm. and I've got the details of that. And he just gets money from the account. He's somewhere overseas. They confirmed the people are staying there. And then the other one. If there's an individual, because of Popeye, I can say that guy, remember the building where you saw a person breaking in?
Yes.
With a hammer.
Yes.
He was sent by that guy, some white guy staying in Fenton. He was there with a Cressida, sort of like old car.
Mm-hmm.
We followed him, but who is this individual? Then he went to Houghton. What's that mall, man, in that mall here, mall next to
Kilan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He parks the car there, and then he takes an Austin Martin and goes to Centin. So you've got syndicates here who are on the people who are staying in these high-wall good places who are owning buildings there. That guy came, that building is owned by some rich person in Sandton. And we asked these people, well, why don't you fix your buildings? Now, what is so thing is about them is that they've got easy access to court to stop us to do what we want to do. Of course, guys, with the people who are overseas, the Expropriation Act is going to kick in very nice, because it says that if the owner is not fixing the building, though that building, they don't comply with any laws of the country. So meaning that, well, we can expropriate that building as the city, and then we can clean it up properly and make it a low-cost housing, very simple. So that's why there's a big hoo-ha, even Trump is saying that, because you've got these white monopoly capital, white individuals who have left overseas, and they left the building there. I'm going to do a deeper research now, and Kolani has been working now on the ground in terms of the intelligence. We want to get the owners of this building, and I'm going to name and shame them, because it looks as if, Kina, we're not doing anything, but we've got individuals who are laughing at us. There are many of them. Even the green building next to my mind, the one that I've rated, where we're saying that we've got four nationals who were staying in one room. There were 10 of them, and each and every person was renting 800. So in a building where there are 100 people, and people are paying, 800 each, you can even make 80,000. Imagine those rooms. So they're making a killing, these people, but the problem with the owners of the property is there. They are not fixing them. Of course, they are hijacked buildings, and I'm not ruling that out. Hijacked by Nigerians, by Congolese, and also by Ingabi from KZN, others from Limpopo, and also there are some from KZN. There's a concoction of the network that is there. And this thing was written in a report. Everyone knows about this thing. So the city, the only thing we could do is to have an alternative accommodation for our people, evacuate the place, and enforce that if people they don't willing to clean those buildings, you must just have enough balls to just mock the building and take it and do this.
So for now, MMC, I believe you will be conducting daily raids. That's what I'm hearing. For now, what laws are we using now? Is it just, bylaws that we're using, the current bylaws? What are we going to do in the meantime?
Yeah, look, what we're doing now is the bylaws. So what we're doing is that we went to court, said we don't want to evacuate our people. We understand the issues. It's inhumane. But now what we can do is that we don't want to evict them. We can evacuate them. Evacuate means that we can now give them a minimum shelter.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a form of a decent terms with service delivery partition so that those with family. So the court has granted that, and I know that the MECOM led by the EM. EM is working very hard with us. By the way, we're working very well. I don't want to lie. The attitude is there. They're willing to work with all of us at MMC. We've put all our political defenses aside. We've cleaned one, and the thing that you are not saying when I think it came to your thing is that through all our efforts, JMPD and also the multidisciplinary, all the other MMCs, were able to clean the mortar building. Mortar building was also a hijacked.
Yes.
So we've taken people, we've located them to a floor of flats. You see that then again there are dynamics. You need to be careful because you are taking people into a new community and be committed back there. So the issue of having transitional houses and also this accommodation in a secure city in a property or city land, it's fine. It must not be far from the city.
Yes.
It's much safer than taking them to Orange Farm.
Mm.
But I know that we've bought tents, we've got them, so we're going to put a service delivery to our people. Then what we're going to do is that, and the mayor has agreed with that, what he's going to do is that they're going to quickly do a maintenance that can take 6 months, and all those who can afford will be able to. Because some of the guys, to be honest with you, will do what is called an analysis. I tell you that, I'm not lying, go to Kasamian, they did an analysis. People earn anywhere between 6,000 and 40,000.
Yes, I remember those stats. But MMC, you've got a Denver. I mean, on a day like this, We've been hearing of flooding for weeks now because the rain hasn't quite stopped. So as you do what you're doing, and it is commendable, and you move them, we're not quite moving them into spaces that are habitable, and we're not improving those spaces. And I understand, you know, there isn't much out there, enough space, especially when you move them further away from the city. But since they moved into Denver, we have not fixed, for instance, you know, piping or at least drainage and so on. And so that's not even working.
Yeah, look, I think
that's... By the way, I know that's not for you. I get that. Yeah, it's not your portfolio.
Look, I think that the issue of Denver was an emergency because we did not have any accommodation, right? It was very emergency. I think that the city did its best. Of course, what was happening, we are happy that the president is coming here. What I can tell you now is very simple, that don't moan and groan about that building. You know, there is a solution. Get out money, give MMC Mama some money. Let the transitional accommodation be built very quickly, or else let us build for them. You know, you can build, if you go to Agrima, because I used to sit in that committee there, there are innovations that they have. You can do what is called a 3D housing. You can do, there are many houses that you can use in better pen. Those things can take a day or two to really construct. There are different rooms you can do that. But the problem is that it's a cost factor. So the president's only thing, let's leave the top shop. Let's leave what this thing can be done. But if we can have fun, and then it can be monitored, and then we can cut off this red tape of, you know, we sort of do any emergency construction, whatever, like we did in COVID. We put them very nice and in areas, and then, you know, we pass. That's what is needed here. There's nothing else. I don't know. That it's not just a friend, as I tell you. Many of the buildings, I tell you, there are evacuation orders. All the owners as well, they can tell you they've got evacuation orders. But the problem is, where do you take those people?
MMC, let me quickly ask you this, but I'm running out of time. As you evacuate some people, like you did today, have you secured the building for those who are there so that it's not reoccupied by other illegal immigrants? You know what I'm saying? So how are you stopping the cycle while you work on a plan?
No. What we did with this one, we did the inspection in, and then the guys are busy now with the report to indicate that there is an illegal connection of electricity, there is an illegal tap water and everything of that nature. And many of the people that were there actually were renting to some, to the account there. So some of them, they've actually been locked, and so we are actually waiting in terms of, there are people who are actually going there and check and say, this room and this room and this room. People, some of them have not been, they did not come back. We are not really authorized to really close someone's building, but we can notify them that this is not, they must give us a route map in terms of how are they going to progress. So it's a process, but we've written a report. We are monitoring it as well. We want to get in contact with the owner, because what we did, we went in that building there at the Villiers. We've written it off, but it does not comply with the EMS Act. Does not have any plan, building plan. There's never been to building control. Then we shut it down. And when we went to court, that guy took us to court. He came very arrogant with that guy with a hammer. And then they started doing the thing. Now, the court said that, look, what you could do there is very simple, which is probably correct. We can give them a fine, and then we can monitor them. So, but if they don't comply in the next, let's say, period given, then we're allowed to really multiple to the whole area. So it's a court process that we must be looking at.
Yes.
And he is shy again. Yeah, well, but it's fine. Look, the others, we managed to mothball them at the motor building. Now we're going to go after Vanin Court. The plan of the mayor now and all of us is that we're going to Vanin Court now. In very soon, we're going to go for that and then clean that Vanin Court. And the idea is to demolish and then build again and to make it accommodation for
low-income households.
Low-income, and then also there's a lot of the student accommodation which is needed. But I tell you now, if now you've got national government coming in, and then you've got the decision makers in terms of the law, we will be able to get rid of all the things. But in the city, there's a lot of interest, and that's what I'm going to tell them, that we must not go out there and talk nonsense to people. And I'm not going to promise you a pie in the sky. I'm going to tell you that, but that thing is possible. But the issue there is that if we can just have alternative, there are buildings that I've raided, and the city has cut the electricity. They are owing 4 million. I've seen them, but the issue is that there are many court orders.
Yeah.
Abantu ba the question, but sizoba saphi na, because most of these people are ready to construct and all of that. Mm. And then the last one, the city can be clean. I was talking to some of the big people.
Yes.
And you can look, guys, Mina, I'm not really. We just have to be honest with each other.
Mm.
Is that starting from Gandhi Square to go up and the Bank City, money to clean it up. So, of course, there's one street that is starting to be a problem. But it's called you know, when you're coming out from the City Lodge in Newtown, you go up.
Yes.
You hit a... Yeah, you go up. There's a Mzitazen there.
Okay.
Which is a problem. And then now, there's an increase of some small clubs there. It starts like that. So I've been saturating it, but it's still clean. You go up where the problem starts.
Yes.
It starts in Ward 59, guys. And it's in the... It's in the economic hub of the city. That is your MTN and Wanderers long distance. In that radius, that's where the problem is, because there you've got this building that has been hijacked. You've got a lot of people that are, you know, taking buildings and all of that, looking for work and all that nonsense. And then after that, you've got NGOs like your fairy that have taken us to court. You've got people there that the informal traders that are trading anywhere. I think that, of course, there is a process that the city has been embarking on, because we need to issue them with permits here. Well, so we do take a sort of a bit of a blame that we must expedite the permit system. So that's why there are a lot of people who bring that are there a lot, because there's a court order. Why, if I did that, I even got a letter, by the way, from the office, but you are radical and militant. I did that, and then I got the letter, but I'm going to be in contempt of court. The city manager is going to be arrested. That's what we need to tell our people. They've listed them. I can even
MMC, let me give you another one. Someone has just quickly sent this, saying, go have a look at, is it OPH? Company. It's a building as well that they're asking you to go have a look at. It's a company.
Yeah.
We're told. So please,
yes, you've got many of them.
Give us an update on that as well when you do.
Yeah, it's OPH building. The one that I must go and look at.
Yes.
It's OPH building, and then also, there's a building called Tough Buildings. Those people also their own buildings, and so now they are giving finance to people who want building.
Goodness.
And then back on Abanya Manjuk Dinabo, they are all in this mix, but Bonabazi building managers and building whatever, there's a need. But I can tell you right now, I hope that this presidential visit, because national comes in, it ultimately makes the law. To tell them that for us to be able to do this, the problem number one, I'm going to tell you, you want to clean the city, the masculine cars, when a court order in all this area, there are five clean streets, you can't clean it. You clean those, take those people away, you know, you are going to be arrested. There's a court order, and Fairy is active there and other people. Zongela Zandawa is there.
MMC.
And if that building is very small.
We'll have to leave it here because we've run out of time. But I thank you so much for the update. And we'll obviously, as you're saying, you're going to continue with the raids. We'll obviously keep an eye on this and we'll make sure that we do make sure that we follow up on some of the works that you're already doing in the city. I really appreciate your time.
Well, what I, Mm-hmm. What I like is that very simple, that there is a will. We are working with the province. I like the attitude. So that's what I can be honestly say without taking any political side.
All right.
They, we are all working together. Well, I think that we can do this thing.
It's just, good to know.
It's a very small thing that we need to deal with, but I'm going to... I'll raise that. We're meeting with the president on Friday.
All right, fantastic. MMC Choko, who is an MMC of public safety in the city of Johannesburg. I want to quickly do this. When I come back, I've got Alfred Nganyi, who is a community leader. We spoke about them, and we spoke to them, in fact, on Monday and on Tuesday as well. We'll be back with more after this.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.